Another issue with VMware Server 1.04 that I've come across is that installing the operating system on one of the virtual hard drives, if you don't have a secondary hard drive or another hard drive pre-configured, before installing that operating system, you have to go through the installation process all over again. This is not an issue that occurs with a virtual server, nor does it even occur in a hardware-based environment. So that's a real stupid problem.